Right. So I just started posting, but I don't have enough time to like do any of the scripts because I have class and I have homework every night and I go to work every day. So I figured I'd do something fun that didn't require any like edits. And so this is just me like winging it, so to speak. And I discovered Petal's fifth questionnaire, and I figured I wanted to maybe like do some questions, and this is a way for me to practice speaking in audios as well. Just a little note, side note. I am from the West Coast. You will hear the word like a lot. If I hope that does not bother you. It is part of my culture. I learned English that way, and so I think this is how I express my English language at least. Yeah, anyway, well, let me start with first question. What is your love language? So I would say my love language is touch. Touch, words of affirmation, and quality time. When I first started dating my partner years ago, we both took the test just so that we could kind of figure out how we could be with each other and how would we be able to like express love to each other in the way that the other person would appreciate the best, right? And so for him, it's acts of service and quality time. And so we do prioritize our time a lot, but for me, like touch is very important. So I like hugs, or I like somebody cooking for me more than somebody really telling me that they love me or they appreciate me as a person, because I learned long ago that like actions speak louder than words. So that's how I do it. In fact, I often like force my partner to hug me just so that I can get hugs, but that's okay. He gives in. It's okay. I wouldn't if he really didn't want to, but I just kind of take it sometimes. Next, how and when did you discover your favorite kink? And if you're not kinky, how did you find Gone Wild Audio? So I actually grew up in a pretty conservative environment or country. I went to Catholic school until college, and I think in high school I was like really scandalized that when I like heard that people were having sex, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Until I discovered fan fiction, and I really loved Harry Potter at the time. I still do. And I started reading Harry Potter fan fiction, and some of the other stories were like porn without plot types of stories. And I said, you know what, whatever, let's just try read one because this person's like one of my favorite authors. And when I started reading those, I loved them. I think that's when it started for me. I still read erotica all the time. I think whenever I read books, it's always two books. I have one erotica and I have one like maybe nonfiction or like a serious fiction. Anyway, that's basically where it started. That's where I discovered my sexuality. And then in high school, which I started high school at a very young age, where I grew up where you don't have middle school, I read The Claiming of Sleeping Beauty by Anne Rice, and man, wow, that book really opened up basically my knowledge about sex and what people like. It's my 16-year-old self was overwhelmed, but at the same time there was a feeling inside of me that was kind of saying like, whoa, you know, what is this? I'm interested to learn more. And from then on, I just read like a darker romance genre of books for my romances. And that's been, it's like more than 10 years ago. And that's when I found out. And I still I'm learning about what I like and I don't like. Yeah. Okay. What do you wear to bed? Ooh. Okay. in terms of what I wear to bed, because I live in the West Coast, it can be cold or hot, and I am Miss Soft Fluffy Pajamas or Undies. There is no in between. Yeah. I'd say that's it. Where are you answering this questionnaire? I'm actually at work, but everybody has left already, and I'm still kind of doing a little bit of data, and I wanted to do some schoolwork here because it's more quiet than where I live. And yeah, so I'm at work. What is your favorite kind of soup? Oh my god, French onion soup. I think it's because French onion soup has cheese in it, but it's not cheesy to the point where it's too cheesy that you have two bites and you're just like fed up because it's too rich. Like, French onion is a good mix of just brothy, but at the same time still very like delicious. I don't know, I just really love French onion soup. How do you pronounce the word caramel? Okay. English is not my first language. So, caramel, data, root, route. I used to say route. I say it both ways. Pecan, pecan, ant. That one is ant. Envelope, pajamas, and crayon. Yeah. My boyfriend makes fun of me sometimes the way I pronounce things. I think one of the funniest words, and I didn't know until he told me, was like prevalent. I used to say prevalent, and you're supposed to say prevalent. Or, oh my god, or is it one or the other? I don't know. I still say it the way I say it. I don't care. But again, I work in a formal setting, so it is important to me how I say words, and sometimes if they correct me, I'll try to remember it, but at times the way that I pronounce letters will still come out. Yeah. Ooh, first serious question. Would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? I would say, like, if I were in that situation, I don't know what I would do. Probably depends on what I'm feeling. Maybe not. Like, I do love myself and my body. It is my own. But maybe, like, watching my identical twin self do it with another person would be entertaining for me without me actually participating in the act. Kind of like voyeurism, but yeah, that's probably it. So your partner or potential SO is well versed in a certain subject and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? Ha! Okay, so my current SO, he is a physician and I work in cancer medicine. So we do have a lot of very interesting conversations about medicine, like treatments. I learn a lot about standardized care or even like routine care for simple things from him, because the medicine that I work in is a little bit more complicated. So we have a lot of conversations, not just about medications or like treatment plans, but also I love talking about, or at least reflecting upon, the emotional effects of how to practice medicine, basically. And we talk about it a lot. I mean, it's not the only thing, but it's a very strong bonding point for us. So yeah, I love that. I love talking about medicine. Another thing though that I can't talk to him about is video games, but I do have my own set of friends who I talk to about video games with, so it doesn't matter. My medicine talks with my SO is like extremely amazing. Dating wise, how old is too old for you and how young is too young? I can answer the young first. I would say people in their early 20s, especially if they're like if they're fitness Instagrammers or singers, and I see them, posing like seductively or whatever, and I'm kind of attracted. I feel really bad. I feel like a cougar, even though I'm 29. And so I don't think I would date young, but I would date older. But my limit would be about 15 years older. My first lover, he was 14 years older than me, and that was a very physically, intellectually, spiritually, oh my God, fulfilling relationship. And it, yeah. So 15 years older, I would say. Has anyone ever told you sound like someone else, a celebrity, cartoon character, or anyone else? No, I don't think so. I feel like I have a very unique voice. In fact, one of my fears is that if a friend of mine or an acquaintance of mine would come upon like my audios, that they'd know that it was me, because I have certain accents to different words, and my voice is pretty unique, I would say. I don't know. I haven't heard a lot of voices that sound like mine. So yeah, no, I don't think so. How old do you think your listeners think you are? Would say they would probably accurately think like the correct age. I mean, my late 20s, early 30s stage, and that's how I sound. Although, because I'm very informal when I talk, maybe they think I'm younger. I don't know. Nobody has told me this. Somebody tell me how old you think I am, even though you already know what my age is. Are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there a food you like that most other people don't? I hate mayonnaise. I don't know the origins of that. I just remember as a kid that I really hated mayonnaise. And it's weird because if I order fries or fried chicken and it comes with an aioli, like a garlic aioli, which is technically like garlic and mayonnaise, I would still eat it. But just mayonnaise by itself, especially in a sandwich, I would like try to remove as much as I could before eating it, or I would just not want to. Is there a food that you like that most other don't? So I love to just try different things. I think one of the things that I probably eat a lot that I don't know if a lot of people would like is this Ethiopian dish called kitfo, and it's basically ground beef with butter and spices. And some people ask you, like restaurants will ask if you want to have it cooked or how you want it cooked, and I always say raw because it's so delicious with the injera that they serve it with, and then there's like a cheese that they serve, is so good. That's my favorite. I don't think a lot of people eat that. I mean, at least people who move to where I live, I ask them if they've tried Ethiopian food, and then they always say no. And then when I lived in LA, I don't think there was a lot of Ethiopian restaurants there. So yeah. Another really cool thing I would say is I was in Ecuador earlier this year, and I ate a guinea pig. And it was so interesting because there was a part of me that was like, oh my God, I love guinea pigs as animals, and then I'm eating them. But like culturally speaking, it's a specialty for them. So it was an honor for me to be served guinea pig, and I ate it with rice, and it was not bad at all. Actually, it tasted like a little bit like a gamier chicken, I would say. So yeah, I would eat more food than not. Eat more than not. Yeah. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? I don't really necessarily think like time period wise. I would say country though, and culture. I would live in Spain if given the chance. I am a 1/8 Spanish, like Barcelonian Spanish, Catalan Spanish, and I do speak some Spanish, conversational enough. And when I went there on vacation, I just really loved the culture, you know, how people had siesta and the food and just how everything just is so beautiful anywhere you go. And the people were just really passionate, and I loved how, you know, people there don't just work to live, people there don't just live to work. They work and live. God, I hope I said that correctly. Anyway, like they appreciate their time. Like, stores there won't even open. I'll go on Yelp for one of my favorite stores. It's called La 29. And then it says that it's gonna open at 10 o'clock. And then I go there at 10, like 5, and it's not even open. Nobody's there. And I'm just like, what the hell, you know? I mean, I hate that, but at the same time, people don't sweat the small stuff. They're just more relaxed, and quality of life is just a little bit better. But I won't really know the truth of that until I live there, but I'm sure I would like love it. Especially since I'm gonna get fat and jamón and queso. All right, next. It was long. Can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? Assuming, let's put this question in a situation where I am single right now, which I am not. And if I were single and I asked myself this question, I would say no. Because even if for me, defining falling in love as like, oh, you know, puppies and bunnies and I don't know, like just like a or a person, I don't think my life would be as substantial or as meaningful if I did not fall in love. Yeah, it like even with the pain, even with people being imperfect and hurting people, I think the pros of love really outweigh the cons. And it just like loving somebody humanizes you a lot. It makes you more compassionate. It's just wonderful. I don't think I would comfortably go the rest of my life without it. Yeah. I like love. I'm also very amorous, I think is amorous is the term. It's weird. Yeah, like amorous. Yeah, I'm very passionate. So even with people I meet for the very first time, like I hug them, I like talk to them, I tell them a little bit about myself. I'm very extroverted. So yeah, like I just love people and puppies and bunnies. Yeah. Do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? Definitely blue. I like the sunshine. What were your favorite shows as a child? Huh. You know what? I love Magic School Bus. I think that's the reason why I got into science in the first place. And I liked Sesame Street, even as a little, like a little bit older than like being a toddler. I think it was a lot of fun. I watched a lot of Nickelodeon and Disney Channel, definitely. I don't remember all the shows because that was a long time ago, but I mostly watched a lot of those. What is your favorite protein? Meat, or if you're vegan, it'd be beans, soy, etc. I would say beef. I love Korean barbecue so much. To the point that when I lived in LA and Koreatown was accessible, and even if you weren't in Koreatown, there were still hundreds of like Korean barbecue places for very cheap. I would just go every single week. That's so bad for you. So now I just started going to Korean groceries and buying my own like tadol brisket and like samgyeopsal, which is like pork belly, and just making it myself at home, and at least it's a little bit healthier. But, oh, well, pork belly. So yeah, there. Another one is pork belly, but I think beef is like the best. And I also like steak a lot. I'm still trying to perfect how to like sear my steaks properly. Are you interested in true crime? You know what? I would say yes, because I do listen to true crime podcasts. And there's a book I like, which was The Golden State Killer. Like nonfiction book written by Michelle McNamara. And it's called, ooh, what is the title? Book. I'm looking it up right now. I'll Be Gone in the Dark by Michelle McNamara. That's on my Goodreads list. I don't know when I'd be ready for it because I listened to the podcast and it freaked the shit out of me. I couldn't listen to it while I was alone in the house. I would just get really scared, even though, I like knew I was safe. Okay, next question. What are your hard limits sexually? Huh. I would say scat play. Is that correct? Scat? I think, yeah, that is the, yeah, poop play. No way, Jose. And blood play, I would say. I think if you're doing knife play, I like knife play a lot. And you maybe nick somebody accidentally and there's a little bit of blood, kind of like a paper cut type. That's fine, but I wouldn't be into like a drippy blood play. It's a little bit crazy. I'd be really scared. And also like other people, I've read this in books, and but I don't know somebody personally who has tried it, and I'm sure there are people who really like it, but like putting ginger up your butt, I don't think I would do that. That's crazy. But I'm sure there are people who like really like it, and that's their own thing, you know, to each their own. Do you like reality television? Because my work is mentally draining, and then I go to school, I would say that I often like just kind of mindless shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians or like Honey Boo Boo, which when that was out. But I would just watch it without listening. It's like kind of like a back sound while I was maybe reading something or like sitting on the couch. Yeah, but I don't really follow any. Right now, I really like Queer Eye on Netflix. And I don't. That one I will like sit down and actually listen to because I find the cast so hilarious. But yeah, but if you ask me about like entertainment news and reality television, I wouldn't know anything. So what do you think about of pegging? Okay, before I answer this, I need to confirm what the definition of pegging, because for me, pegging was that ginger thing. A dynamic flipping sex act in which a woman has anal sex with a man via strap-on. Oh, snap. Okay. You know what? I really want to do this to my boyfriend. Okay. I really do. Like, I will willingly, out of my pocket, buy what I need to do that to him with, you know? But I don't think he would be into it, which I respect. And it's kind of like in my maybe someday bucket list. And if I end up marrying him, it probably won't happen, but that's okay. But I can dream, right? Yes. But I would love to do that to him. Man. Okay, next question. How would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? Okay, I guess if I put myself in the mindset that when we talk about kids here, I mean like grade schoolers and preschoolers, because I used to teach preschool, and I found it super adorable the way that they like asked each other out, or at least, you know, like, a, hey, I want you to be my girlfriend or my boyfriend. It was just so innocent, and it was just adoration. And these kids are just the cutest. It was like the cutest for me to see, like, these little kids like holding hands. And yeah, for me that's beautiful because it's innocent. Compared to the way that adults do it, it really depends on how you're dating, because people have different priorities. People have different ways of asking people out depending on your personality. You know, I, for me at least, my preference would be somebody who's a little bit more direct. I like somebody who's who will ask me out by saying, hey, I have Friday night off. Would you want to go grab dinner with me and maybe go see a movie after if it's not too late? Versus somebody who'd be like, hey, you want to hang out? Unless you kind of have been dating them for a while and then they say, do you want to hang out? That's okay. It's, you can pass the casual for that kind of situation. But if you start dating people or asking people out and you're just getting to know them, I feel like formality sake, asking them out properly is better. Unless, even if it's just for coffee, you know, hey, you want to grab coffee with me? I have like time between like 10 a.m. to 12 noon before I do go to school or whatever, or go to work. I like that. And so it really just depends on who or what kind of person you're looking for. Do you like raw onions in your food? Yes, I love onions. That's it. Yes, I don't mind it on my partner's breath, to be honest, and I don't think he minds it in my breath. Yeah, onions. Can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? Okay, let me try. Oh my gosh. Oof. Okay, I cannot. My left hand definitely cannot do it. My right can. Wow, my right hand is very amazingly powerful. Yeah, it's my dominant hand. Yes, my right hand can do it. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? Ooh, okay. So before I started dating people, I thought that I was like super needy and clingy, and I was totally okay with that. You know, you are who you are, and so I thought I would be a full-on cuddling type of person, and then I realized I'm actually not at all. Me and my partner right now, for some reason, like, we just really like our space. I like my space. So maybe if I touch him, I'll like my foot will just like be beside his leg, or like if or my hand's gonna be on his tummy or his back, depending on how he's sleeping. But really, I just like my own space. And I like to stay in my own space when I'm sleeping and have like three, four pillows around me because it's comfy. Yeah. So yeah, no touching at all is my preference. Do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? Yes, I love Costco. It just makes everything easy. I think it's worth the subscription. Not only do I love Costco because of it being wholesale, but they have like readily prepared food that you can buy when you have parties. Makes it easy. I guess supermarkets have that too, but I just like Costco food is so good too. Like their pizza is like so cheap, but it's delicious and I love it. And their chicken bake. Wow, I'm hungry now. It's almost dinner time. What is a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life? For example, medieval stuff, furry stuff, being a high school student again. I guess because my relationship right now isn't as like kinky as my previous ones. A bit more vanilla, but that's fine. There is a kink or a scenario that I would like, and I don't know if it can happen, but I'm really into consensual non-consent. But for this scenario, I would say that how I want it is that this person and I, whoever this person may be, whether like a partner or somebody I just really trust or I just play with sometimes, and I would like discuss what my limits are and the whole scenario in itself without really like planning it out, but to have like those limits and for me to just be taken at any time that I didn't know, and then to keep me like locked up for like 2 days like pushing my limits a little bit, where you get to the point where you're kind of like, should I say my safe word or do my safe gesture? And yeah, I don't, my partner, I don't think would be into that right now, and we don't have the resources for it. We work a lot. I don't think that could happen. But yeah, that I think is like my scenario. What's a fashion trend of your youth do you find absolutely atrocious now? Even glitter makeup. I think my so I grew up in a different country, but I traveled to the States a lot, to the United States a lot, and I would always buy those dollies that had like makeup, and I would like freaking love it. I'm not a makeup girl now. I'm very minimalist. I'm just all about my skincare, and anti-aging, of course. But yeah, like I think glitter makeup is atrocious. I guess it has to be like tastefully done. A lot of makeup artists do it very well, but I think if I do it to myself, I wouldn't like it. Yeah, I mainly wear vintage makeup now, so just like eyeliner and red lipstick, dark red lipstick. And I like it because it's classic. What is your favorite accent? Also, please describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. Easy question. My ideal favorite, well, okay. My favorite voice, and how this has been my favorite voice since forever, is Tom Hiddleston. Tom Hiddleston's voice, basically. When he did Letters Live, I was just staring at the screen for like 13 or whatever minutes, just looking at him and being, wow, this is like the best mindgasm ever. And that's not even the first time that I listened to his voice. He did a lot of poetry and book readings, and when I heard Desiderata by Max Ehrman, I was just, the first thought that came to mind was like, what the freaks happening to my body while listening to this? And then the second one was like, wow, I really like this poem, but man, his voice just, oh God. It's the best voice ever. So it's not to say though that like I like that accent. I think with his voice, with an American accent would be really nice too, and he's done it. One of the letters that he had performed was a letter by Abraham Lincoln, and it was amazing. It was so sexy. I mean, to God, I didn't think Abraham Lincoln was sexy until he voiced him. Okay. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners? Simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back sometimes? I think because I'm like an extrovert, I tend to maybe how other people would interpret it as flirting. if I have a very giddy, happy feelings because I listen to somebody's audio or something, I will tell them. And I just hope they don't think that I'm flirting with them because that's just normally how I am. So for me, that is keeping it formal. I wouldn't really like flirt intensely with any person because I'm in a relationship, but yeah. I'll keep it like informal, but not like romantic. Do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? No. Oh my god, that's weird. I think if it was an older lady calling me sweetheart when she was talking to me on the train or something, that'd be fine. But I think if guys use it, it's a little bit weird. It's also the delivery. If somebody like says it in a very malicious way, it'll make me super uncomfortable. Yeah. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? I really like eyes. I think somebody who can look at you deeply and intensely. That's really attractive. But like appropriately. Not like creepy. I like people who like talk to you and look at you like look you eye to eye. Although sometimes I can't do it. I like look around. Another thing I think is like a confident but kind smile. It's hard to do that because sometimes some smiles will be confident but cocky, or it might look like creepy. But anybody who has a confident and kind smile, that really brightens up somebody's face. All right, last two questions because this is a heck of long. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? How about on all your fingers and toes? I can count it with my fingers. Because I went to Catholic school and I lived in a very conservative country. I didn't start having sex or relationships until I moved to the US, and that was about in my early 20s, and so I'm pretty much a late bloomer. But the good thing is how much education I was able to receive about it, and I was able to kind of, like really choose my partners enough for me to like be comfortable with them enough, and yeah, to like be with them in a sexual way. Not all of them were like love partnerships. Some of them were just playing, and because I practice on the kinkier side of things, I think it's very important to really trust who your partner is. Oh, last question. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? Yes, I have. Actually, I have a few favorites, and it's very innocent chatting, like commenting on their work or like asking for advice about an idea, or like I don't know, sort of responding to their comments, to the comments and stuff. I have a maybe like 5, 6 to 10 people that I follow intensely, and I even now will still go back years into their posts just to listen to some of my favorite stuff that they have done. I've started listening to like female audios as well, and I really like them actually. I find that I can learn something from listening to female voices. And so yeah, I have spoken to a few people. But yeah, again, very innocently and more with like enthusiasm really than like flirting. God, this was a long one. I've been here for 40 minutes, so I'm gonna shut this down and go home. All right.